Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Just read through this stuff. I'm sorry to be laughing because obviously, no matter what you think of his politics, it is a human being and his life is in ruins. I mean, it is just shattered. And he appears to be determined to fight back. He denies everything. The news, in case you haven't heard, is that he has been accused now by a formal investigation under the Attorney General of New York. It was an investigation he asked for, and he's alleged to have been guilty of harassment and retaliation and threats and every sort of inappropriate behavior with multiple women. We will get to that. And why it might end up being the best thing for New York State, certainly the best thing for the Republican Party, if he stays right where he is and they continue fighting this through another investigation and more and more and more. But I don't think it's actually a very good thing for the country. We will talk about all of that and play you some of the sound bites of what it is Governor Cuomo has to say. And we'll be speaking to a couple of other governors as well. Mike Huckabee, who was very much noted during his 10 years as governor of Arkansas as a very successful law and order governor. Okay, he knows what a governor of Arkansas has to do to counter a crime wave. What does a president of the United States have to do? What does a governor today in 2021 need to do? And we'll also talk about that with a prospective governor, Larry Elder, the current front runner to replace Gavin Newsom in California as the governor of the nation's largest state, if Gavin Newsom is recalled. And all of the polling shows that that is a not impossible outcome of all of this. What I want to speak to Larry about is, okay, he just announced his candidacy a couple of weeks ago, and his campaign is going extraordinarily well. What's the first thing he does when he becomes governor of California? We will talk about that, and we will also talk about a controversy that is largely misunderstood about a black principal in Texas, who sounds like a good and capable guy. He's a PhD. He seems to get good reviews for running his school. But there was a question that was raised about an anniversary photo of himself kissing his wife. Why? Well, who knows why? But the question was raised by the school board. And the wife is white. Is this an example of raw, naked racism or something else? We will get to that story as well on an extraordinarily busy day on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is not a personal supporter of Andrew Cuomo, announced that the investigation into sexual harassment claims against the governor have come out with their results. And listen to the Attorney General of New York. Listen, clip five.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
Okay, it says in the statement from the Attorney General's office, the harassment included inappropriate comments, non-consensual touching that was part of a pattern that extended to other state employees, including inappropriately touching a member of his state police protective detail by running his finger down her back and chest. I mean, you remember yesterday we were talking about a registered sex offender, homeless guy, who is being held on $750,000 bail for trying to rape an employee of the King County Court in a bathroom. And then he came into the police, was taken away by the police, and he tried to come on with a policewoman who was arresting him. He propositioned her. Okay. I don't want to compare that to Andrew Cuomo, but honestly, if the guy is so out of control that he inappropriately touches a member of the state police protective detail, one of his bodyguards, maybe he misunderstood what the term bodyguard means. June Kim, who is a longtime political enemy of Andrew Cuomo, to be fair, he's the special investigator who was retained by the Attorney General. Here's what he says about the way things were operating in the office of the Democratic New York governor. Clip 6.
It was a culture where you could not say no to the governor. And if you upset him or his senior staff, you would be written off, cast aside, or worse. But at the same time, the witnesses described a culture that normalized and overlooked everyday flirtations, physical intimacy, and inappropriate comments by the governor.
Okay, it's a peculiar sort of thing, because when you say you would be ignored or cast aside or worse, or where do they mean worse? Fired? That would be a very serious thing, and in fact, they do have in these accusations against Governor Cuomo the idea that he threatened consequences, professional consequences, for people who either breached his confidence about his inappropriate advances or turned them away. The governor himself, well, full denial. Clip 12, listen.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Okay, obviously emotional. And then Governor Cuomo went on to say this about allegations from a former aide named Charlotte Bennett, among others. This is clip 13.
I have heard Charlotte and her lawyer, and I understand what they are saying. But they read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry. I brought my personal experience into the workplace, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to help. Obviously, I didn't. I am even more sorry that I further complicated the situation. My goal was the exact opposite. I wish nothing but good for you and for all survivors of sexual assault.
Okay, this entire situation is highly dramatic. It is politically very significant. New York is a crucial state, a heavily Democratic state. Governor Cuomo has served 3 terms. He's almost done with his 3rd term. So did his father. His father was beaten by an up-and-coming, outstanding Republican named George Pataki. What happens here? We'll talk about it coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And of course, there are lots of dubious politicians who are major office holders in New York. And one of them is the outgoing mayor, who Bill de Blasio. And Bill de Blasio has about six more months to serve, and his mayoral term will be over when he will be replaced by either, very likely, Eric Adams, the Democratic nominee, or in some kind of fantasy world, but possible, Curtis Sliwa, a guest on the show several times, the Republican nominee for mayor of New York. It'll almost certainly be the Democrat and Mr. Adams, Eric Adams. In any event, Bill de Blasio spoke today, and this was before the blockbuster results of this investigation. You know how many people they interviewed in this investigation? 179. And by the way, they just announced this morning, again, before the release of the report, that the contracts of the investigators of this matter, the people who are actually doing the work, have been extended through December. So there's more. This is none of this good news for Andrew Cuomo. In any event, Bill de Blasio was asked if he would consider, when he has left the mayoralty, which will be in January of next year, the election for governor, of course, is not this November, but next November. He said, I'm not ruling out a run for governor next year. That would potentially pit him against Andrew Cuomo or Letitia James, the attorney general who's bringing these charges, or Kirsten Gillibrand has been one of the people who's talked about running. There are tons of Democrats who are talking about running, and even some Republicans. Lee Zeldin, who is a fine congressman, conservative congressman from upstate, could be from Long Island, actually. And Lee Zeldin could be running for governor. Anyway, Bill de Blasio said, I haven't ruled in or ruled out anything. I haven't made any decisions about the future. Well, this could be a very, very complicated race. And certainly the final decision about what happens with Cuomo, if he doesn't resign at some point here, they apparently are proceeding with impeachment, and a lot of prominent Democrats, I think, would greatly prefer to impeach him. And I mentioned before that this might not be such a good thing for Republicans. I'll tell you why not, because Kathy Hochul, who is the lieutenant governor of New York, who has almost been invisible through this whole crisis, which is good. That's exactly what she should be. She shouldn't be looking like she's trying to undermine her boss or the guy who picked her for his ticket. But she is considered to be a relatively moderate Democrat, certainly in New York terms, certainly compared to Cuomo or de Blasio. And she's a lawyer. She's from Syracuse. She's a Buffalo, actually. And she went to school at Catholic University of America. She apparently has a conventional marriage, happy marriage, two kids. And she will be a much less juicy target than any of the ultra-liberals who seem to be running. Now, that doesn't mean that we should continue with Democratic governors of New York if there's any chance at all to elect a credible Republican. But it does mean that frankly, the longer they put off the chance for Lieutenant Governor Hochul to actually take over the governorship, the less chance she has. So I'm not sure that rapid action is something that benefits Republicans here. The chief investigator, June Kim, in part of this press opportunity this morning, talks about what one Cuomo staffer said it was like working in the governor's office. This is clip 7.
One senior staffer testified that at a work event, she sat on the governor's lap. Another staffer said she recalled kissing the governor on the lips. The governor testified that those things may have happened with senior staffers. One complainant described her interactions with the governor by saying they were, quote, strange and uncomfortable. But it was like the Twilight Zone. The typical rules did not apply. You should just view it as a compliment if the governor finds you aesthetically pleasing enough.
can you Can you imagine? I just want people to go back. Someone I'm sure is going to put together, and we should, a collection of quotes from people, about a year ago, when it was still, people were talking about Andrew Cuomo for president. They wanted him at one point to replace Joe Biden on the ticket as president. And can you imagine? And he wrote a book about his heroic leadership during COVID-19. Oh, yeah, we still have that going on. This is Letitia James being asked very directly. She's the attorney general. Should the government, should the governor resign? This is clip 8.
And the decision ultimately is up to the governor of the state of New York. The report speaks for itself. And right now I think we should all be focused on the courageous and bravery of the women who came forward. And all of us should be focused on keeping women safe, believing women, and allowing women to speak their truth. And that's exactly what this document does.
Okay. Keeping women safe from the governor. President Biden actually said something about this, but he didn't say it now. This is just a journey into the distant past. Actually, not so distant. Back in March, he was asked about the Cuomo investigation. And he was asked, what should the governor do if it's confirmed that he did, in fact, harass women? It looks pretty confirmed after they interviewed 179 people. But here's what the president said back in March. This is clip 4.
The investigation confirms the claims of the women. Should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
And that is exactly what the attorney general, Letitia James, said. She said, look, there was prosecution. There were offenses against the law, she said, both federal and state law, that occurred in that office. And the fact that the prosecutor, the chief prosecutor in the state of New York, the attorney general, makes that direct claim. Good luck for Governor Cuomo. Does he last for the rest of the week? Who knows? But we will keep an eye on it. When we come back, some really good news from the Middle East. And not from Israel, but from another country in the Middle East. Believe it or not, we'll get to it coming up.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is disputing a bombshell sex harassment report.
My attorney has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed.
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
Household debt has risen to $15 trillion in the second quarter of this year. Roughly $313 billion was added from the first quarter, which was the largest increase in 14 years. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Entertain your brain every day.
And the madness now!
On the Michael Medved Show.
And to move away from the madness in the governor's office to a part of the world where there has certainly been plenty of madness that has actually caused tremendous damage to the United States of America and caused death for lots of Americans, particularly on September 11th. We're coming up to the 20th anniversary. But this is a sign of change and a sign of hope, and it actually moved me deeply. I would not have believed it, honestly, except that I watched it on YouTube. And unless somebody did an incredibly elaborate fake job, this is the truth. They have just opened up a Holocaust memorial exhibit in an Arab nation. This is a very big deal. And the Arab nation is the United Arab Emirates. The location is Dubai. The exhibit is called We Remember. And for a part of the world where there's been an attempt to deny that the Holocaust ever happened, they have a regular Holocaust denial conference in Tehran, in Iran. And I know, Iran's not an Arab nation. It's a Persian nation. Right. But they've invited Nazis from around the world to come to the Holocaust Denial Conference in Tehran. They had a cartoon contest for people doing cartoons about the lie of the Holocaust in Tehran. That's why doing a We Remember exhibition at the Crossroads of Civilizations Museum in Dubai. It's the first Holocaust memorial exhibit presented anywhere in the Arab world. Why it's so very significant. The exhibit features first-hand testimonies of those who were able to survive the Holocaust. The goal of this exhibit is to raise awareness by highlighting the Holocaust in the collective memory of the people of Dubai, but it also serves an important purpose for the Jewish community. And guess what? After there used to be Jewish communities everywhere in the Arab world, they were basically expelled, destroyed, sometimes murdered by people in Syria and in Iran, certainly in Iraq, in Libya, around the Arab world. But they now have a rabbi in the United Arab Emirates, which is incredible in itself. His name is Levi Dukman. He says the exhibit is something that the Jewish community in the UAE can build upon. He expands on his thoughts, saying, the fact is, this museum has put on a Holocaust memorial display is something really important. It's a place where we can bring our children. We could bring schools from different communities to come see the history of the Jewish people. The exhibit includes a section that is dedicated to the stories of Arabs and Muslims who helped Jews escape during this horrific time. That's what the curator Yael Graffi says. This is one of the biggest crimes against humanity. It was really important to us, alongside the other galleries about tolerance and other communities. We wanted to show them hope and show the Muslims and people from the area that helped to save people. And by the way, that is a little known fact. There were noble Muslim people, particularly in Bulgaria. People don't even think about it, but Bulgaria is one of the countries that had a substantial Jewish community that was largely survived because they were protected by Bulgarian Muslims. And again, that's part of the story that they tell here. According to the museum's founder, Ahmed Obayed Al-Mansouri, the opening of the museum is timely as parts of the Middle East region open up and there is an effort being made toward normalizing relations between countries. He hopes that if the people can learn about the history of the Holocaust, it may curb the rise in anti-Semitism and racism in the world. Well, good for Ahmed Obayed Al-Mansouri recognizing that. And look, I've never been to Dubai. Actually, I'd kind of like to go sometime. But my brother has been. My brother, who is an Israeli business, he says it's just amazing. It's a city of 3 million. And it's one of the Arab Emirates, of the United Arab Emirates. And look, one of the great accomplishments of recent years, and yes, it was a Trump accomplishment, was reestablishing or establishing for the first time normalized relationships between Israel and Morocco, where they've just begun regular plane flight. It not canceled because of the COVID-19. Plane flights between Tel Aviv and Marrakesh, which is kind of amazing because there are lots of Israelis who are from Morocco. In any event, this is very, very good news. Not such good news, the warning about all of the new countries that have been placed on the don't fly there list by the CDC. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention added 16 destinations to its very high COVID-19 risk level yesterday, including Greece, Ireland, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. According to the CDC, a risk designation of level 4 COVID-19 very high means people should avoid travel to these locations. Those who must travel should be fully vaccinated first. In its overarching guidance, the CDC recommends against all international travel until you are fully vaccinated. And look, the travel situation, I know yesterday they had literally hundreds of flights that were canceled with Spirit Airlines, and there were people camped out in airports, and it was miserable. And if you've just arrived at your destination from somewhere and had a successful flight, thank you, God. I'm glad you're home. These are the countries that were added to the list not to go to: Andorra, Curacao, Gibraltar, Greece, Guadeloupe, Iran, probably a good idea anyway, Ireland, the Isle of Man, Kazakhstan, no chance for Borat tourism there. Lesotho, Libya, Malta, Martinique, St. Bartholomé, St. Martin, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And that goes along with... and that goes along with previous nominees, Brazil, which is a train wreck beyond belief with the COVID-19, Colombia, Costa Rica, Maldives, the Netherlands, Panama, Portugal, Seychelles, Spain, and United Kingdom. Okay, this is one of those things where I know that there are people who hear that and say you shouldn't travel, and it comes from the CDC. And people hear right now anything coming from the CDC, and they want to disregard it. My question to folks who want to do that, and this gets us into the masking arena, my question for folks is, if you disregard what the CDC has to say, if you think it's ridiculous that McDonald's and Target and Walmart and a bunch of these big American stores, corporations, are now urging a new masking policy that would include people who've been vaccinated, if you think that is just ridiculous and should be ignored, how do you expect we're going to look back on all this at some point? How do we get out of it? How do we actually push back against the virus? Now, it turns out that the last couple of days, apparently, more people have been getting vaccinated. That's a good thing. But if you oppose both vaccines and masks, what do you think is the best thing to do about COVID-19? 1-800-955-1776. More on that coming up.
Your daily dose of debate. It's The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of resistance in the part of the general public to government imposing mask mandates or vaccine mandates. That's obvious. And the resistance to those mandates goes beyond the 100 million Americans who have so far resisted getting vaccinated. And maybe it's not fair to say they've resisted getting vaccinated. They just have decided not to. But that's to resist it at this point when it is an overwhelming medical consensus and public health consensus that we are going to have a very, very rough summer and fall, particularly fall and winter coming up, if we don't clamp down quickly on this Delta variant, which is ravaging the whole world. And it should not ravage America. McDonald's, Target, and Home Depot have all announced in the last 48 hours mask requirements. On Monday, McDonald's, Home Depot, and Target said they were imposing mask mandates as the virulent Delta variant drives a coronavirus surge. This from Reuters. McDonald's and Target said their policies applied to customers and workers vaccinated or not in places with high coronavirus transmission rates. Home Depot imposed its requirements nationwide. McDonald's said unvaccinated employees and customers were always required to wear masks. Monday's decisions came as local and state government reconsider mask policies following a new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, calling for everyone to wear masks indoors. Last week, Alphabet's Google, Uber, and Facebook said their U.S. workers would have to be vaccinated to enter their offices. And then there are other government strictures that are coming forward. One of the reasons that Florida is such a concern, and Florida, at one out of five new cases or more for the whole country are occurring in Florida. The number of deaths, and this is a point that Paul Krugman made in the New York Times, the number of deaths this past week have been per 100,000 people concerning the COVID-19. It's been 54 in Florida. And that's a very tough number because New York, the state of New York, which has a very similar population to the state of Florida, the state of New York, it's not 54, it's 5. There's something going on in Florida, and it may have to do with, again, the notion that Governor DeSantis, I think, has been handling this in a way that wants to ensure his popularity and his national popularity, because he clearly does have a national standing now. And it's a difficult situation, because to go back to take a look at what his national standing is based on, it's based on the idea that he resisted lockdowns and things didn't go so badly in Florida. Apparently, they think that one of the reasons it is going so badly right now is because, of course, this is a time of year where the heat is extraordinary in the state of Florida. It gets very hot, and so people go indoors. Most of the country, you're out of doors in the summertime. In Florida, a lot of, and plus, of course, there are lots of people in Florida, a disproportionate number of people who are elderly. And, of course, they're very vulnerable. Paul Krugman reports more than 10,000 Floridians are hospitalized, around 10 times the number in New York, which has about as many residents. An average of 58 Florida residents are dying each day, compared with 6 in New York. And the Florida hospital system is under extreme stress. Okay, well, my surprise at all of this is the level of outrage and indignation about attempts to try to get more people vaccinated, which helps everybody. It helps the people who get vaccinated. It helps the... And by the way, Americans in every survey overwhelmingly show this to be the case, except for those about 100 million Americans, which is a big except, who have not yet gotten vaccinated. The one of the things that you hear all the time about why people don't want to get vaccinated is because there has not been full FDA approval. They have had temporary emergency approval of the vaccines. The director of the National Institutes of Health, person again who's been on our show several times, we know him, he's a terrific guy, Francis Collins. Dr. Collins was asked about this, and here's what he said about the timing of the full FDA approval of the COVID vaccines. Clip one.
Well, I've spoken with Peter Marks, who's the person who oversees this at the FDA, just in the last few days. They are flat out 24/7 pushing this approval process. And I don't think there's much doubt in anybody's mind that approval will be granted to Pfizer and Moderna and J&J. But they have to do this by a very rigorous process. And you don't want somebody to come back afterwards and say, oh, they cut some corners here. You want this full approval, when it happens, to be absolutely airtight. I don't know what that timing is. They're not making a commitment about that. I hope it will be in the next few weeks, and it will probably encourage a few more people. But if you're one of those people listening to this who's holding out for that, you know, this is not a good moment to wait, with Delta going crazy in some parts of the country, and with the almost certainty that these approvals are coming. Hey, get off the fence, roll up your sleeve, it's time.
Okay, Paul Krugman again. He's very much from the left, but he writes something that I think he can't argue with, which is, we now have highly effective vaccines freely available to every American who's at least 12 years old. There has been a lot of hype about breakthrough infections associated with this Delta variant, but they remain extremely rare, and serious illness among the vaccinated is rarer still. There's no good reason we should still be suffering severely from this pandemic. So, isn't he right? Does anybody disagree with that? The response coordinator for COVID-19 for the White House, Jeff Zients, had this to say about what is going on right now with the new cases. This is clip two.
The seven states with the lowest vaccination rates represent just about 8.5% of the U.S. population, but account for more than 17% of cases. And one in three cases nationwide occurred in Florida and Texas this past week.
Okay, that's not good news. And the point about all of this is the Krugman writes, there's no mystery about why this has happened. At every stage of the pandemic, DeSantis has effectively acted as an ally of the coronavirus. Ouch. For example, by issuing orders blocking businesses from requiring that their patrons show proof of vaccination, and blocking schools from requiring masks. More generally, he has helped create a state of mind in which vaccine skepticism flourishes and refusal to take precautions is normalized. Look, there's one very, very solid point here, it seems to me, that's tough to argue against, which is that don't conservatives believe in local control of schools? We don't want the federal government, or we don't want state government, to control every single school district. We want more local control. It's one of the reasons that choice in education is so important. So if a local school district wants to open up schools but require masking for kids or require vaccinations for teachers and require vaccinations for staff, should governors step in to prevent those local school districts? What is the point of that? I do not understand it. I don't understand how that helps. And for people to deny that we have a problem right now with COVID-19 resurging, it's not responsible. So what happens if there is a new governor of California? And again, the chances are pretty good. They're not sure. It's not a sure thing. But if people go out and vote in this California recall, which is due for September 14th, we could very well have a new Republican governor of California this year. We'll talk to Larry Elder, the front-running candidate for that distinction, coming up in this greatest nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.